Audio Kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The audio kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. You can't hear it go round when you're recording. Well, when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can you shut the box?
Tell it like it is, Professor.
It's morning to start. Happy and fed up. Joy's in the heart.
Why is it you just a clock for two? Because I am
a life full of you. I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy. Yeah. So dark up above, sun's in my heart, and I'm oh so ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase away every cloud from the place and say, come on with the rain. A smile on my face, walk down the lane with a happy refrain. Singing, yeah, just singing in that rain. That. Just singing in the rain.
Welcome once again to the Audio Kitchen. The Professor here, presenting a wide array of unprofitable and unprofessional recordings until 8 o'clock. Non-specific radio for these irrationally specific times. All lovingly prepared for you, the hard-working listener. I'd like to thank Brian Blatt for that first selection. The baritone version of Singing in the Rain. By the way, hopefully you will be listening here in March for 2 weeks when we will be raising money to keep this radio station on the air. We only do it once. And I just finished up the compact disc, which I will be offering on this show for a donation. Called Sing Along with the Music, and you will hear Singing in the Rain on that disc, and many more audio delights which have been featured here in the Audio Kitchen. And in case you don't know, one of the real miracles of WFMU is that we receive no government funding or corporate underwriting. Just depend on you. And I don't know where else I could do a show like this but on WFMU. Well, you know, most of the entrees, the audio delicacies featured on the show are found sound. Audio roadkill along the highway of life. But that's not all. That's not all you can hear here. Unprofessional is the key word, but homemade is really what it's all about. And instead of just launching into some found absurdities, which will happen this evening, I'd like to feature a couple of audio pieces that have been made specifically for the show, and specifically of audio that has been played here. Folks who record the show and then cut it up, stir it up, and slap it around and make it into something else. Let's hear a little bit of that something else. Both of these people who will be featured in these pieces, I believe they're no longer on the planet. Mortal people who have let the coil go. In this first gentleman featured on this piece made by listener Mike from Staten Island. And him and his friends are crazy, by the way. They sit around, they tape the show, and they like light candles and incense and sit around in the dark and listen to the audio kitchen. It's kind of crazy. But he took this audio from my Sirius show, which was December 13th. And available at WFMU.org as an archive if you're interested in hearing some depressing audio. But this gentleman had left a tape, kind of a suicide note, for his family. Life had not been treating him well. And something that's important to me, if you're going to mutate somebody's voice, somebody's audio artifact, that you treat them with the right amount of respect that they are due. And this guy was worth a lot of respect, and I think listener Mike did a pretty good job here with this fella.
I want to talk to you. A great deal has been going through my mind. I'm going to spend the time talking about some things that I don't want to talk about. I'm going to ramble. I'm not trying to organize this. None of this is written out. It's just coming out as it comes to my head. So put up with the rambling. It may shock you to know that the foremost thought in my mind right now is that I want to take my own life. If I do, I'd like to know how to do it in a way that would make people feel I had a heart attack and just died in my sleep. I can't leave a physical mess behind. I'm not an untidy person, and I'm not going to die an untidy death, I assure you. You really don't need me anymore. You can manage your own lives. You're doing a beautiful job. You really don't need me anymore.
I don't know what to do.
And I want it done right away. Don't procrastinate. Just do it and get it done. And I want it done right away. Don't procrastinate, just do it and get it done. I'm not sure that you could ever understand why or how I could do such a thing.
It's perfectly clear.
It's perfectly clear in my mind. I heard so bad that I want to take my own life. I just don't know what to do. I hate to take pills. I hate those pills more than anything else. But they're the only thing that give me relief. I don't know, life is just a mess right now.
You really don't need these anymore.
You can manage your own lives. You're doing a beautiful job.
You really don't need me anymore.
The thing that probably keeps me the most from taking my own life right now is that I'm not sure I believe in life after death. I would do it tomorrow. Or do it right tonight.
You really don't need me anymore.
You can manage your own lives. You're doing a beautiful job.
You really don't need me anymore.
I've got to talk to somebody. I can't just stay in this house by myself and talk to nobody.
You really don't need me anymore. You really don't need me anymore. You really don't need me anymore. You really don't need me anymore.
I just don't want to go. I'm just so lost. I just don't know what to do about it.
See, it doesn't have to be whimsical to be on the show. In the same vein of loopy madness, I want to play something now that Brian Vallott put together. And I don't know if Silver Eye Productions still exists, but if you remember that stuff, same feller. And this features an elderly woman, and I played her audio letter a few months back. In ill health, in a convalescent home, but a very spirited lady who did some singing, and she read a poem. And Lord knows, I don't remember the author, but the name of the poem was Little Brown Baby with Sparkling Eyes. And I guess you can just punch that into a search engine and probably find out who wrote it if you want to know. But the poem involved that monster that we all heard about as a child, the Booga Man. Scary.
Booga Man. 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 Here's a bad boy you're gonna have for to eat. Swallow him down from his head to his feet. Booker man. 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 Booga Man. Booga Man. Go back, old Booga. You can't have this boy. He ain't no tramp or no straggler course. He's Pappy's playmate, George.
seemed kind of short to me. Seems like there should have been more of that. That was Boogerman. And that's not my name. I'm the professor. And you are listening to the Audio Kitchen on WFMU. Broadcasting from the sparkling city of Jersey City, USA. A gleaming metropolitan area on the Hudson River. It's shiny. Part of the show for me is the hunt, you know. There's so many great contributors out there who make this show actually happen because I can't find it all. Like Brian Ballot, he's been contributing great stuff. The Echo Boy, finding crazy stuff. Georgia Todd, P. Hicks, all of these great people who make the show possible. But for me personally, I like it when I find something myself. And recently I've uncovered a few interesting items. Found within the confines of Brooklyn. And this next piece features a couple of adolescent boys. And as I've said many times on the show, give a young boy a microphone and a tape recorder, and inevitably something scatological will occur. I don't know why. But it always happens that way. And this next piece is no exception. In fact, it demonstrates this in spades, as they say. Even though we live in this modern era, still, on the radio, we're not allowed to say or broadcast certain words. And it seems more absurd all the time, really. But that's the law. So I try to obey it here, and I spend a lot of time editing these words out and bleeping them and so forth. And it's, you know, it's kind of a pain. Especially here, because one of those particular words, those words that I can't say, it's like the centerpiece of this next piece of audio. And the thing is, too, is that these are little kids saying this word. Little kids all know this word. Everybody knows this word. And when you listen to this piece, there will be no doubt in your mind what the word is. But I can't broadcast the word in its entirety because it might hurt you or hurt some child will hear it who hasn't heard it before, and it'll turn, you know, blue and green and fall on the ground, and he'll be rushed into an emergency room somewhere, I guess. Anyway, you know how it was? Do you remember when you first started saying dirty words? I know kids now that basically as soon as their second or third word after mama is a dirty word, but when I was a kid, I remember it wasn't until I got to be around the age of these two boys that I would actually utter profane words. I was scared. But once you break that barrier, you just can't stop. Or at least that's what happens to some people, especially boys. Well, these kids are loving the fact that they feel free to say this word. Enough about the word. This is a very entertaining piece of audio. These guys, it sounds like they might have written some of it down. Or at least rehearsed. But there's something very canine going on here. I call it the Woof Woof Show. With your host, Bob Barker. Woof Woof.
Woof. 11/19/75. We are here at the NBC newsroom. The president is going to make a speech about helping New York City.
President.
Well, I'm here to help the financial cuts in New York. Now, shall I say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United Nations of America and to the Republic on which it doesn't stand, two nations under God, not indivisible, with liberty and no justice for all. My country, liberty, to find some to fish, I say to be. Start talking.
Die.
President. All right, this is, let's make a deal. This is Bob Parker, Woof Woof, on Channel 2-4. And now, our first contestant is Mr. Grump. Hello, Mr. Grump.
Hello, Mr. Parker.
Oof. Well, today, we have a contestant who'd like to win a car, right?
Right.
Now, we shall give you a lottery ticket. Just a minute. Hello, this is Bob Barker again, Woof Woof, on Dealer's Choice. Let's make a deal. Now, here's Mr. Grump.
I am so excited.
You are? Well, would you like to win a baby carriage?
No, I want a car.
A car? Let me see your lottery ticket.
One moment, folks.
All right, I'll be right with you. Now we shall go to a commercial called Chicken of the... All right, folks. Would you like to have Chicken of the... You go into the city and you find chicken... And then you buy it for $1 each.
Oh, this is, let's make a deal again. Woof, woof. Barbara, remember me?
Well, Mr. Grump is still waiting for his car. All right, Mr. Grump, can I see your lottery ticket?
Sure.
All right, he'll stick it out of his pocket in a second. Let's see now. The number is N-E-W-W-O-R-K. That's my lottery ticket. No munchy fritos. His ticket is lost, so he wins the baby carriage. Lucky Mr. Grump, what do you say? Boy, isn't he grouchy. Oh, this is, let's make a deal. Well, this is the end. Mr. Grump has just lost, but he has his baby carriage. What do you say again?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Oh, so this is McDonald's. What do you want today? You have quarter pounds with on. What do you want? With onions or Alright, 1 pound with on it. Yes? Would you like a Coke with a omelet on it?
Fries,
alright.
We come to bring this new broadcasting. What is the broadcasting?
Well, there is a new show on television. It was called Lost in...
Would you please spell that?
Well, S-I-S-I-S-H-I... Hello, this is the television studio, and this is a new show. This is Mr. and Mrs. Grump's Family Life.
Lovely. Would you marry me?
Only if you have sex in yourself.
But I don't have sex. I beg you, marry me.
If you want to marry me, you have to go to sex school.
I can't afford it.
What do you mean you can't afford it?
But lovely, I'm getting farted off from my work.
If you're getting farted off from your work by your boss, why don't you fart on him?
Because I...
because I don't eat as many beans as him.
The next day, the boss wants to show you something.
I've been spying on you for a few days. Man, you listen close and tight. I put a tape recorder in your house and heard what you said. Well, I just wanted to calm down my wife. You wanted to calm down your wife? What I heard on this tape, I thought your wife was calming you down. You f***ing Teuton bitch. Man, you're fired. Dun, 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 dun.
How was your day at work, dear?
It sucked, and also my boss fired me.
That's too bad. Now you could take lessons at the sex school.
Over my dead body.
Ah!
Oh, this is Bob Bucker on Let's Make a Deal. And today we have a new contestant. His name is Mr. Wolf. Hello, Mr. Wolf.
Oh, Mr. Wolf, I heard, wants to win a cage. Hello, Mr. Wolf. Would you like to say a few words to our fellow students and friends out there?
Yes, I would like to say something.
Well, you would like to wonder what I need.
The carriage. The cage for. Well, I need it for my son. He's a pretty wild wolf, man. And you know, I gotta let him practice so when he goes to the zoo, remember that he'll be used to the zoo. So, you know, I have to get him a cage. So, can you give me a lottery ticket? Yes, I will. Don't worry, Mr. Wolf, I will give you one. Here you are. And now, we shall hear a commercial.
Hello, are you having problems cleaning your house?
Well, then, you should call a maiden.
If he doesn't know how to clean, cleaning yourself.
But you must pay the maiden. It'll cost you $100 for him each minute. And you know, maidens, they are very paid. You have to be paid if you want a maid. So, buy the maid and be paid.
Oh, please get a maid. It'll be nice. I'm sorry it's called compliment, but you know, I'm a Puerto Rican. Porque la sequera es posquera poscara.
Oh, this is Bob Barker. Isn't that a crazy commercial? Well, back to Miss Gump. May I see your lottery ticket?
All right. Just a minute. All right, your lottery ticket is... Just a minute, Mr. Wolf. That's not your lottery ticket. That's your account number. I want your lottery ticket.
Oh, here it is.
The number is... Wait a minute, Mr. Grant, that's not it either. That's your insurance company in this number. All right, I'll look for it more. Just a minute, Mr. Wolf. What's that in your mouth? Oh, that's the lottery ticket. No wonder something felt so funny when I was eating my sandwich. Well, you know. Okay, Mr. Grunt, well, looks like we're going to have to give you something else. What's that? We're going to have to give you a car. A car? I don't need no car. I travel by myself. How can you travel? You don't got nothing to go on. No bicycles, no nothing. But you know me. I'm a wolf, and wolves travel by leg.
Ta-da! All right. We have another contestant. We'll be right back in a second for another commercial. Dent.
Hello. This is McDonald's. Hello, sir. What would you want today?
We have chicken liver with bread on top.
Or would you like to have our new recipe called fries? It's a new dynamic called fries. You get it anyway, you're participating.
McDonald's. It's a great taste. You just put and fries together and you just call it fries. What would you like? Little fries. Good fries. That's what I'll say.
Dream. Ernest Trotter on WFMU. Ready to do some travel?
Funny looking rocks, aren't these? This is a nice highway though. Double A. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, isn't that something? Look at those. Oh. Oh, isn't that a beauty? What a relief, isn't it, to know that we've got a motel to go to? It is really quite a relief.
And what a relief it is. It's time for a wall-to-wall USA. With those fun-loving Midwesterners, the walls. Not long ago, the Echo Boy found a large cache of cassettes featuring a number of road trips by Mr. and Mrs. Wall and their friends, Fred and what's her name, Arlene maybe, driving a big new Chevy across America. Maybe it's a Buick. But this is the first trip that we will be featuring here in the Audio Kitchen of the Walls on vacation. This is a trip to Florida, the mythic fun land of Florida. And oh, they love it so much. There is no limit to their amazement about all Florida has to offer. It's subtropical beauty. It's kind of like a photo album with no photos. But he describes into his little microphone there everything that's going by in the car. Reads the road signs, describes the wildlife and what the people are wearing and what they're doing. And also, we actually get to hear them at their motel room that they finally reach in St. Petersburg, Florida. Where, frankly, there's a feeling they share that they're living the life of millionaires. So let us travel south. Past the Mason-Dixon line to Florida, March
1973. 28th Street. Okay. Boy, this is quite a town at that. Look at the watering alone. How ridiculous. Up north, they think you're crazy in March. Watering the lawn. Oh, there it is. Yeah, here's 7th Street. Here's where we turn to go to the Edgar Otter Beach Motel on the water. There's two boys. They got one's got a spear and the other's got a big net and a net with floats, and they're going to go fish here or get some fish. Look at that old jet with shorts on. My gosh, and a cane. Old retired fella walking down the street. Isn't it beautiful? Flowers all over here, and we're on 7th Street going west. Yeah. So he drove it down here and still got it.
Where are all these flowers here, Jim? You're missing them
all. Oh, are they? They're all over. They're growing all over. Hedges. Look at the flowers, azaleas and hedges and roses in bloom. And oh, I don't know about roses, but they look like it. They're some kind of hibiscus.
Little bitty oranges.
Kind of mental orange tree. Look at them.
What's that purple?
It looks like an azalea. No. What is that? Magnolias?
No. What is that lady saying? Wisteria? No.
No.
Oh, look at that on the left.
Oh, azalea bush. Oh, isn't that pretty? What's that red? Bougainvillea. Oh, my gosh. Look at these palm trees. Sure, they're pretty. They're right here. What? Look at these azaleas. Oh, are those beautiful. Why? Look at this place. Here. Is this it?
No.
For two blocks.
We go to the middle one.
Look at this. Edgewater West. Edgewater Beach East. Oh, this is a big outfit.
The middle one.
This we're going to stay for 4 nights, huh? My goodness. Right, here's the office. And, oh, there it is. Yeah. Hey, like it's sitting out here in front of your motel room in, a in your lawn chair out in front of your...
Oh, about that. Did you go for that?
Hawaiian punch? Yeah, no. Look at Fred sitting there like a big millionaire reading a paper. Out in front of our...
Oh, boy. It only took me a half hour to get in my shorts.
That's so funny. Uncle Fred's got his beach clothes on already.
Yeah.
We just got here.
Here, Arlene's sitting here in the lawn chair in front of our efficiency apartment. Writing a card, and Fred's reading a newspaper overlooking a baseball diamond out here that where the all-star girls play, and a big couple of big hotels and motels.
This motel that we're in is 3 blocks long.
Huh?
This motel that we are in is over 3 blocks long.
Yeah, I know it is.
Ooh, gosh. Consummate Midwesterners there. From Green Bay, Wisconsin. Next week, they'll hit I-75 and head back towards Wisconsin. How's that? You can't wait. By the way, when we're done with this trip, we're going to the Smokies. You and I, and Mr. and Mrs. Wall, going to the Smokies. The Audio Kitchen here for another 17 minutes or so. And you can communicate with me via email by addressing your email to theprof@wfmu.org. And that's our website. Plenty of things happen in there. Lots of fun. And there's archives of this show going all the way back to February of last year, although not everything's there. I think from March or June, or May or June, every Audio Kitchen right now is up there. So you can collect them and trade them with your friends. You could spend like 2 waking days just listening to the Audio Kitchen. Think of that. On second thought. Also, you can contribute to this program. That's just part of the fun. And if you don't know the address, I will give it to you. Audio contributions to the show should be addressed to The Audio Kitchen at WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. I just want to listen to this guitar for a minute. Ah, so sweet. Kind of gets me choked up. It's kind of. I'm going to play something next that I've gotten a lot of positive feedback about. People like this piece, so I'm going to let it happen again here on the show. This came to me from listener Kathy up in Monroe, New York. And she sent me a bunch of tapes a while back. Quite a bit of the audio there featuring her mischievous brothers. Chris and Petey, who you are about to hear. And they tell me they're working on new stuff for the show. Well, we'll see what happens there. I don't know. But here's some stuff they recorded just for themselves that ended up in my hands. This is a story of a storm. A tornado. And the fear of death.
Hello? Okay, this is the Peter Show. And this might be the last Peter Show.
Yeah, because we're all going to die.
We're not going to die.
Yes, there's a tornado.
How do you know? Okay,
well,
this might...
All right,
whoever finds us dead, if, like, we are...
Okay, we're going to be dead in a few seconds. Because the tornado's going to come in a few seconds. Okay?
So this is real. This is not like a joke.
I know.
We're going to die.
Okay, see you.
We're going to die.
This is the last Peter Show. I know this because I know we're going to die.
Peter Show!
Oh, we are.
You're like, I know.
We are.
No, that would be a plan. Okay, I'll record it when the tornado comes and kills us. Everybody's mad at each other because we're all going to die.
Wait a minute.
What's wrong?
I'm going to die anyway. Who cares?
Might as well bring both down. Honey?
Yes!
Bring both
S's
down.
Peter, we should bring PlayStation down so it won't die.
I don't want you to die, Chris. Come on. I won't bother you to die either. All the cats.
I want them.
And everybody else could die.
What the hell? Then we'll be like a doctor.
Then we won't know how to like drive a car and not go anywhere.
What the hell?
Do you want
salt? I don't know. Wait. Can we just check which one?
Well, when Grandma's finished watching the new weather. They gotta take this half a thing, so.
Well, cool shelter. We're just waiting here to die.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah, like in a few seconds, it's gonna blow on the last one.
All right, you have to take two of these.
So I want shelter.
Oh, yeah, damn it.
So let's like call a shelter. And then like, but it'll be too late. They're like, okay, here's your shelter. And we're about to go in, but the tornado comes and we go.
Dad, shut up. It's coming.
It's coming. We recorded that whole thing, too.
The creek will overcome it.
Last one. Tornado warning. The National Weather Service in Binghamton has issued a tornado warning for Delaware County in central New York until 9:05.
Oh, that was 9:00.
That's not here. The National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado in eastern Broome County, moving east at 40 miles per hour. The tornado is expected to be at 50 cents by
Trout Creek. Trout Creek.
Is that us?
All the way up to Massachusetts and all over.
Massachusetts.
Tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings. And when we take a break at 11:30, I'll go check.
Everybody will get Peter. It's like, ah! It's worse than hell! It's pee! And
the
last
thing, because I gotta hear the weather.
I'm recording.
I heard it!
Thunder!
Oh.
How are you going to die?
Can't
from
thunder.
you're sitting right in front of a bookcase, it'll be blown over. Right,
okay. Mom, we have to take off the leaves from Belvini. Because the
Michael Creason?
Because if something falls over there, he won't be able to escape because of that thing.
This is not happening. This is not happening.
No, because he'll be peeing all over them.
It's not happening. We can clean up.
It's not happening.
Life is death.
It's not happening!
Oh my god!
Peter, what's the matter?
Pizza wants to make us nervous! Because you started them up!
I started them up!
Don't you lie
to me! Oh my god, Grandma! I'm not crying!
I am telling you what I heard!
What's up?
You're not gonna die! I'll say it.
Yeah, you're right.
What's up with the cat food?
That's our dinner!
The kid has no pants to wear.
Can we eat stuff from home?
Shut that door.
Look here.
Oh, do not. Make sure you close that door, Chris.
All right. Oh, shut up and let me open. In 2 minutes. Special weather report update. It says that it's in the pack of Chester. Okay, I'm gonna record the cool beep beep sound from what channel? Here's a cool sound.
Pete, you should be over here with us.
Pete, come on. Make it funny.
Shut up, Dad.
Hey.
Okay,
Mike was right on top of you.
I don't care, big boy.
I got a joke.
Would you shut up?
What the hell?
So disrespectful.
You are just crossing me.
Pete's trying
to get home, Mom.
This is the safest place.
Why are you six afraid of seven?
It's not moving the thing.
Oh, how do you know?
No.
Now, it's up to 9:45. It's just got blackout and terrible winds and stuff.
Kicks
ass! Hey, you were crying before, and now you're like, this kicks ass.
Shabby, turn off the lights.
All of us?
Oh, it's just one flashlight. That's all we need.
Okay. Just one, Petey, stop!
I'm just punching. How do you shut that off?
Where are the other
questions?
Anyway.
I got one.
We should all have one. Stop! Hello? We're in the storm. Hail everywhere. Lightning everywhere. I think it's coming down.
As the storm passes now, of course, there's no electricity.
That sucks. Oh, I'm not going to sleep.
We have a bag.
Go up with a refrigerator.
Thanks.
All that ice cream.
Stop.
Stop. It hurts my eyes now.
I know. My eye.
Ah! Whoa!
It's disco in this room. Is this cool, bud? The storm has passed over. I repeat, the storm has passed over.
No, I want some.
Damn.
This is not happening. It's not happening. Oh, yeah, it is. Gotta admit, the kids' instincts are good. Getting the cool beepy sound from the Weather Channel. Good audio kitchen instincts. Family drama caught on cassette tape. My favorite part there is with Lynn Samuels there on the AM radio with the crackles and the warning and stuff. It sounds so real. Matter of fact, it was real. And this is a real radio show on a real radio station. Damn. And speaking of reality, Trash and Twang Thunder coming up momentarily. That means soon. It's a bigger word for soon. But in case that was a little alarming for you, the tornado thing, I know I played a little bit of disturbing material on the show. But I haven't played anything really disturbing tonight that's been made by Girl Scouts. Not yet. Until now.
She sits on her veranda and strums her guitar, strums her guitar, strums her guitar. She sits on her veranda and strums her guitar, strums her guitar. Oom plucka plucka, oom plucka plucka, oom pluck pluck pluck. He sat down beside her and smoked his cigar. Smoked his cigar, smoked his cigar. He sat down beside her and smoked his cigar. Smoked his cigar. Mmm, plucka plucka, mmm, plucka plucka, mmm, plucka plucka. He told her he loved her, but oh how he lied. Oh how he lied. Oh how he lied. He told her he loved her, but oh how he lied. Oh, how he lied. Mmm, plucka plucka, mmm, plucka plucka, mmm, pluck pluck pluck. They were to be married, but somehow she died. Somehow she died. Somehow she died. They were to be married, but somehow she died. Somehow she died. Mmm, plucka plucka, mmm, plucka plucka, mmm, pluck pluck pluck. He went to her funeral, but just for the ride, just for the ride, just for the ride. He went to her funeral, but just for the ride, just for the ride. Oom plucka plucka, oom plucka plucka, oom pluck pluck pluck. He sat on her tombstone and laughed till he cried, laughed till he cried, laughed till he cried. He sat on her tombstone and laughed till he cried. Laughed till he cried. Oom plucka plucka, oom plucka plucka, oom pluck pluck pluck. Okay. It's a long, long one, but the kids do like that one.
And we leave you with this thought.
Yeah, the kids love those murderous ditties. At least girls like that. Boys prefer songs about doo-doo. I don't understand how that works. But that's the whole deal behind this show. You don't have to understand. You just need to enjoy it. Let it wash over you like a wet something. That's I'm going to change the name of the show to Wet Something. No, I don't know. Oh, anyway, speaking of moisture, I'm required to tell you by law that you are listening to WFMU East Orange. Also, I'm required to say WXHD Mount Hope. That's it. See ya. Trash, Twang, and Thunder next.